She would never say where she came from.
I can't really remember when I last had any hope. And I certainly can't remember when anyone else did either. Because really, since women stopped being able to have babies, what's left to hope for?
The year is 2027. Inexplicably, fertility has dropped to zero around the world. The prospect of being Earth's last human generation sends society over the edge. Terrorists topple governments, religious zealots preach the end of days, and desperate refugees stream across borders only to find themselves caged in camps.
Illegal immigrants, taking them to Bex Hill. Poor Fugees, after escaping the worst atrocities and finally making it to England, our government hunts them down like cockroaches.
In the England of this near future, martial law keeps chaos from overwhelming the country. As heavily armed troops patrol street corners, announcements remind the public that England soldiers on. Meanwhile, the government distributes suicide pills for those who can no longer cope. In the midst of this is a sad bureaucrat named Theo, who becomes reluctant guardian of the future, embodied by a young African Fuji named Key.
Listen, I don't quite know what's going on.
You can't leave.
Key, I'm in a lot of trouble myself. I'm sorry.
Wait!
What are you doing? Don't do that.
Key opens her tattered dress to reveal her swollen belly.
She's pregnant. Now you know what's at stake.
Theo is recruited by an underground group, the Fishes, to escort Key safely to the Humanity Project, which no one is sure exists, but everyone hopes will figure out what has gone wrong to fix it in time. The premise for Children of Men comes from the 1992 novel by English writer P.D. James, but director and screenwriter Alfonso Cuarón says the film adaptation reflects today's world.
From the beginning, the whole thing of infertility for me was more than anything a metaphor. What I wanted to do is to do a movie in which you take a journey through the state of things. Through the state of things outside our green zones. Outside of the comfort of our green zones. So for me the important thing was more the observation about these themes that are crafting our present. And then at the end, while you're going through the state of things, for audiences to make a decision if there's a possibility of hope after witnessing the world that we're living now.
The ultimate mystery, why are women infertile? Some say it's genetic experiments, pollution. Why do you think we can't make babies anymore?
Doesn't matter. It's all over in 50 years. It's too late.
Move along! Move along!
Really, the film, if you really strip it all away, it's about the loss of hope. It's about hope ceasing to be a real thing within people. And my character, Theo, embodies that.
Clive Owen stars as Theo, and he sees the journey of the reluctant hero not as some futuristic fable, but a relevant, even urgent commentary on today.
The human spirit is in a sense of hopelessness. Theo is given up. He's given up. There is no point to anything. And in the movie, hope is reawakened. Theo does become engaged again as a human being. And there is something to fight for. And that's why I'd argue with anybody who says it's a very bleak, dark outlook at the future, because you can relate to it. This film feels to me more relevant than a lot of films that are set right now in the present day.
Young newcomer Claire Hope Achete co-stars as pregnant Key, and she says that the parallels with contemporary events are what keep Children of Men from becoming just another dystopian science fiction tale.
Absolutely. I think there are so many parallels to be drawn between what goes on in the film and what goes on in our world today. And I think that's in exactly the way Alfonso intended it, you know, as a way of drawing attention, albeit in a maybe a slightly exaggerated form, but drawing attention to the problems that we have today and the things that we're doing wrong, and kind of highlighting them and putting them in this setting, which is really kind of, you know, pessimistic and sort of depressing.
Cuarón says he welcomes real-world political debate on issues such as unchecked illegal immigration and abridgment of rights in the name of security that he includes in the film, but he does not welcome a label often used to describe it.
I refuse to portray Children of Men as a cautionary tale because there's no time for caution anymore. There's only time for transformation now. I'm trying to correct wherever we went wrong.
We're almost there, Keith.
We're almost there.
Children of Men also features Julianne Moore as the rebel leader whose history with Theo leads her to recruit him for the dangerous mission. Michael Caine plays an old friend who helps guide Theo back to caring about what happens.
I only worked for 2 weeks on Children of Men. I mean, it's a very important, very showy part, which is why I did it. And it's 2 weeks, which is also why I did it.
The cinematographer is Emmanuel Chivo Lubezki, a frequent and close collaborator with director Alfonso Cuarón. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.